All right, today's film is called House of Gucci, and it stars Lady Gaga, Adam Driver, Al Pacino, Jeremy Irons, and Jared Leto. Now, the main star of this film, the one who lifts it up, is Lady Gaga. Having just rewatched A Star Is Born, I think that film sort of came naturally for her in terms of she was doing what she knows how to do. The subject matter was about singing and being on stage and that sort of thing. And so I think you're not really seeing so much of her acting chops. With this film, House of Gucci, you are getting to see if she can act, because there was no performances, there was no singing by her. So you're just sort of seeing what she can bring to the table as an actress this time. Now, in this film, she plays Patricia Reggiani, and she ends up marrying her love interest, who's played by Adam Driver, Maurizio Gucci. Adam Driver's character, his father played Rodolfo Gucci, who was played by Jeremy Irons. Really, at the beginning of the film, when those two hook up, when Adam Driver and Lady Gaga get together, Maurizio didn't really want anything to do with his father's business. And in fact, he was broke. He begged his wife's father, his father-in-law essentially, to if he could get a job at his company. And he was happy with that for a while. And then it basically the film, you know, time progresses and Jeremy Irons' character, Rodolfo, becomes ill. He makes it clear essentially that basically they make amends with his son, and because there was a little bit of a, they had gotten into a little bit of a disagreement on whether or not he should marry Lady Gaga's character, Patricia, because he thought she was a gold digger. And he loved her, though he wanted to marry her. Bottom line is that Rodolfo ends up passing away and leaving his 50% share of Gucci to Maurizio and Lady Gaga, basically, to those two. And then the other half of the equation, the other 50%, of Gucci was owned by Aldo Gucci, played by Al Pacino, and his son. And there was a lot of interaction there. The movie centered around the power struggle between the two halves of the Guccis. And without going into all the details, what happened was close to just right after Adam Driver's character, Maurizio, and Patricia, he starts seeing another woman and he ends up divorcing Lady Gaga. And she is just heartbroken. That's kind of where I'm starting to feel the disconnect on the acting was when he broke it off with her. Because, I don't know, I guess love turns to anger, it turns to hate. Because what she ends up doing right after he breaks up with her, he ends up purchasing the other half, the other 50% of the Gucci company from Al Pacino's character Aldo. That's when you start to realize just what a dirtbag Maurizio is. I mean, he cheats on his wife. He steals this company from his uncle, basically. He doesn't steal it. He pays for it. But really just kind of not the kind of guy you want to hang around with. And then at the same time, he's divorcing his wife. At least he was doing that. And then Lady Gaga gets so upset with him, and she wanted to reconcile, but he just did not want to have any part of that. She was so mad. She ended up getting so mad that she hires a hitman to take him out. And that's what this film was about. And by the time you get to that, to the point where that happens, being that this is a true story, you get to the point where she hires the hitman. The hitman carries out his plans and his orders, and the credits roll. And then there's some text that displays at the end of the film. Now, I did enjoy this film. I thought it was entertaining. It was good. It was, in a way, it's a tragical situation. It's a shame what happened. And then when the credits were rolling, it said that no part of Gucci is owned by any family members now. The two older Guccis had ran that and made that company into this big dynasty. And then the kids took it over and destroyed it. Of course, Maurizio was killed, so he wasn't able to do anything. I mean, there was nothing he could have done at that point. But so this was a tragic story. It was interesting. I thought Lady Gaga's acting was really good. Her accent was annoying. If I'm being honest, her accent kind of got on my nerves, but I kind of got past that. The disconnect I had was the switch that flipped from where she went to just loving him, and then the next second she hated him. And I don't know if that's just what happens when you break up with someone, but in her case, that's definitely what happened. And anyhow, that is The House of Gucci. It was a very entertaining story, and I would give it 3 stars.